We spent quite a bit of time on the union of Engad Ha'isa Bilasa Bilas Nus. When we began, I started with a shayla, in a case where a couple that's getting married were previously Mizana, whether subsequently the Masada Kedushin could make a bracha. That was the question that I think when we started the sugya at the end of one shir, I mentioned to you that if a chasakala said, well, Megala, if they were Mizana previously, whether at the wedding the Masada Kedushin could make a bracha. If he can't make a bracha, it'll obviously be very embarrassing to the couple. So the way it worked out, well, how does it work out from what we learned? How should it work out? For the Masada Kedushin make a bracha? Huh? Assuming so if there was no Eidim by the Znus, there's Pasha, which would probably be most of the cases. But let's say there were Eidim on the Yichud. So we had so far the Mitzvahs that if they're not Zohar Hilchas Nida, then we don't say in Eidim Asa Bias Asa Bias Nus. So if they're Mizana, they weren't careful in Hilchas Nida, so we have no reason to say in Eidim Asa Bias Asa Bias Nus. Would we be chayshish for a Hank and Svara that we didn't live together as husband and wife? Rav Hank would be my then. Rav Hank was only talking with we had a civil marriage, they lived together as husband and wife. So I'm talking about stomach, yeah. Stomach coming out Mizana. Yeah. You know, Mizana, but there's matrimony involved there, planning to get married. That's our shot. But then do Rav Hank. So that's Rav Hank and Achina. It's if they live together. It's a good question. Lamaisa, would we make a bracha? Would be chayshish for a Hank and for a Suffolk brachas? Let's say these Russian couples that have weddings, and we do a Siddur Kedushin with a bracha. According to a Hank, really should be no bracha of Siddur Kedushin. Alright, we're going to deal with that shayla now as well. Question, all these cases with these Russian couples, they come, so Koyter of Hank, and they're married. Whether we should be chayshish bayer for a Hank and for a Suffolk brach. So what's interesting is, I was surprised to see in the Pisei Tshuva, the Kufman Pesach of Cotton Hay, he brings yet another Tshuva Sir Advaz on this topic. And the Radvaz deals Mamish with this shayla, totally new Radvaz. He deals with this shayla, whether you can make a bracha. And the Radvaz just says that you can't make a bracha. It's a suffix at least, that maybe it's a kedushin. And you cannot make a bracha. The Chechuva writes on that, so it sends you back to Simin, I believe, Lamed Gimel, Sif Gimel. He says it's totally in the Machlokes Machaber Ramah and Simin Lamed Gimel Sif Gimel, and like to share with you the Machlokes Machaber Ramah, and it's Chasna season now. If anybody needs a Shtikl Torah for some Chasanim here, very nice. It's a very nice, really a nice Shtikl Torah over the Inyan of Birchas Eirusin. First, let me tell you what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and then I'll tell you the background. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says, what? I think it's the Malamed. The Mechaber has a Shaila. If, what happens under the Chuppah? What happens under the Chuppah? Masada Kedushin does two things. He makes the Brachis, the Baruch Yagothen, and the Bracha, Ashek Nisham Sosev Tivon Alalayas, which is called Birchis Eirusin. He makes that bracha, then the chasakala drink, and then the second thing they do is the putting on of the ring, the Hariyam Kudesha, the Frat of Eidim, putting on of the ring, and then you're married. The Sheva bracha is the Sheva bracha, but you're married before the Sheva bracha. You're married after these two things happen, the Baruch Yagofen and the Siddur Kedushin's bracha, and then you put on the ring. Zok the Mechaber, what happens if you made a mistake? You changed the order. First, the chasam put on the ring. And then they brought the wine to make the bracha. Could you make the bracha afterwards? Could you make the bracha of the Siddur Kedushin afterwards? So the Mechaber says, no, it's too late. Bracha has to be Avilas Yasan. The bracha has to be beforehand. If you gave a Kedushin previously, so subsequently it's too late, you can't make the bracha. Right, they're fully married, they're just missing Birch the bracha. Ramah says, he disagrees. Ramah says, no. Even if the order was reversed, even if first he was Mekadisha, and subsequently you're going to make the bracha, you can make it afterwards. And his lashon is, v'afilu shaz man aruch. He says, even though it was many weeks, many months since they did the Kedushin. And it's many months later, they're coming to do the chuppah. So at the chuppah, you could do a bracha, berachas erusin, you could do it many months later. You could do it then also. As I stated in Ramah. You could do it, loimi boy, you could do it right after. But even much later, you could do it also. The Ramah's a little funny. He says, and it's good, he should give her a ring again under the chuppah, just the bracha should have what to be chava. But that line, I don't understand. He'll give her a ring again. He's not, he gave a kedushin already 6 months ago or 6 weeks ago. So I don't know what he means. He'll give her a ring again. The bracha after the chava. After brachas, yeah. But I don't know what to do. It's very strange. That line is a very strange line. Maybe so people shouldn't think that it's normal to do a bracha without a ring. What's a machlokes mechaber Ramah? So, what they're arguing in is actually a machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh. The mechaber kedarkei pastels like the Rambam, and the Ramah kedarkei pastels like the Rosh and the Balei Tosfos. What's a machlokes? What is birchas eiros? That bracha that the Masada Kedushin makes, Ashikadishadim Mitzvah Tivano Al Arayas, what sub bracha is that? Why is he making a bracha? The Rambam learns, the way we would learn Pashit, that this bracha is a Berachas HaMitzvah. Just like before you shake a lulav, you make a bracha. And before you blow shofar, you make a bracha. And before Mikra Megillah, you make a bracha. So before you get married, you make a bracha. It's a Berachas HaMitzvah. Alright, it's a little lashon, as Yisham says in Tivano, but then it goes a little longer lashon, Tivano al Arayos. So why is it such a long lashon? It's not to give people Torah to say, you know, there's a lot of Torah on why it's a long lashon. But Lamaisa, as Yisham says in Tivano, it's a bracha, a bracha hametz. That's the shita around. Memela, the Rambam, the shita say a bracha has to be able asiyasa. If you blow shayfer first. Afterwards, it's too late. You can't make the bracha. You're yet to the mitzvah already. You can't make the bracha subsequently. You can't make the bracha afterwards. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh holds that Berachas Erusin is a Berachas HaShvach. That Berachas Erusin is not a Berachas HaMitzvah at all. You have to understand why. But the Rosh holds that Berachas Erusin is a Berachas HaShvach. It's not a bracha on the mitzvah. It's a bracha of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the makim that Chazal on the second, this bracha of praise, is under the chuppah, rather when you give the ring. Is when you give the ring, so Chazal on the second, a birchas hashvach. What? So he says, since he has a birchas hashvach, he said anytime. Anytime a couple is together Kiddushin. I don't know if they're Nisuin, if he holds a Kiddushin. But as long as they're in Kiddushin, he was Mekadishar, and he didn't do Nisuin yet, he didn't do Kuppah yet, he didn't do Yichudim yet. As long as she's a Mekudeshes, you could still make the bracha. It's a bracha of praise to HaKadosh Baruch. No, Berachas Gaimel, we can bench Gaimel only, but they for 30 days. After 30 days, there's still a Hergish of dance for the Gaimel. Kiddushin, I assume it means until Nisuin. until they go into a yichud room, until they live there, they live as husband and wife. For some, then it's too late. Rama only says you can still do it until the chuppah. So this is the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rush. The Rush himself says nafgamina linyan oivel asiyasim. In the Rush, this was in the first parak of Subis, we had in the Gemara, I think it was Bava Mebeis, the Nusach HaBracha. Gemara brought Baruch HaTashem Mekem Mechadam HaShem Shanu, the whole Nusach. There the Rush says that he holds it's a Berchus HaShvach, not a Berchus HaMitzvahs, and that Nafkemino Linyanoi Valasiyasam, that you could do the Bracha even after. But if we go for this first. We always do, because since we give Shvach al Yayin, Einu Mishir al Yayin, so it's never considered a Hesed. It's a Rashi and Eretz, and that explains why, and the Chiddush took a reason, but it's not a Lamaisa. Yeah, it's still funny because the second ring is nothing. It's Tama Matona. It's clearly the ring of Kedushin. It's not the other ring of not Kedushin. There's a the Masada Kedushin makes the bracha of Siddha Kedushin. Most Rabbanim or Shiras Anoyim tell the Chasn to be Yaitzer with him. Tell the Yachasn, never mind, to be Yaitzer with the Bracha of the Siddha Kedushin. The Nedib Yehuda in Tinyana, in the second volume, in the first Tshuva of an Ezer Aleph, he brings the Tshuva Sarambam. And the Tshuva Sarambam, the Rambam was taka explaining why. Why is the Masada Kedushin make the Bracha? So the Rambam says that really it's the Chasm's bracha. Really it's the Chasm who's supposed to be making the bracha. And we set it up that the Masada Kedushin always says it. Shaloi Levayish is Mishayni Yadeya. If there's a Chasm doesn't know how to make the bracha, we don't want to be Mevazah him. So therefore, we set it up always that the Masada Kedushin makes the bracha. Not enough sometimes for the Chasm to get straight, to hurry out. Right? But the bracha, so the bracha we read for the Masada Kedushin. But he brings the Tshuvas around. He's Mesupik. He says maybe this din that the Chasin is Yaitza with the Masada Kedushin's bracha is all true, like Shita Saramba, there's the Berchus HaMitzvus. But if you hold like the Rosh, it's a Berchus HaShvach. Zakta Nadib Yehuda, Mahechi Tasty, the Chasna has to be Yaitza. It's just a din by a Chasna that you make a Berchus HaShvach. You say a bracha, like by Bris Mila. By Bris Mila, you say you make a bracha. Is the father of the baby Yaitza with the bracha? No. It's a din by Bris Mila that, and I mean the Berchus HaMitzvahs. There's a Berchus HaMitzvahs by a Bris. Right? Then they do the Bris. Then afterwards, they make another bracha, Shekidish did the Betan, right? The Chag Sherei Sam, the Tzatzah of Chasna Vaisters Kaidish. It's the Berchus HaShvach. Whoever is given the honor to say the Berchus HaShvach, he's not Moitzi anybody. It's a din by Bris Mila that Bris Mila needs a Berchus HaShvach. So we say a bracha of praise by a Bris Mila. Like the Rosh, that the bracha on Kiddushin is a Berchus HaShvach. Zakhtar Nadi Yehuda, it's Yitachim. That the chassan don't have to be yaitzer. No din the chassan should be yaitzer. There's a din that there has to be a berchus hashvach by a chuppah, just like there has to be a berchus hashvach by a bris mila. So he says it could be the shita sarash. You don't need a berchus hashvach. You don't need the chassan to be yaitzer with the berchus hashvach.
But if you have similar
time
to say that the chassan himself, he's getting married, he should make a berchus hashvach himself.
Isn't Mustafa the father of the baby by Bris Mila should be the one to say Bris HaShvach? Taki is Mustafa. You never do it that way. Why?
I don't know if I'm saying it.
It's not a chiyuv. He says if it's a Bris HaMitzvah, it's a chiyuv on the father. It's Brich Zeshvach, who says the Chiv on the father, to did in the Chuppah, they have to have a Brich Zeshvach. Who says the Chiv on the father? I'll tell you something in a minute. Just the Nevi brings based on this a third nafkamina. Right, we have one nafkamina of Asiyasan, one nafkamina of the Chasnas to the Yaitzin. He says nafkamina l'nida l'dei. He had a case where a deaf couple was getting married, a deaf Chasna and deaf Kala, they were getting married. And the Nevi who writes, Ani Misupik, if the Misad Kedusha, you should make the bracha. Ani Misupik, the says, like the Rosh, could be an Achinami, that the Misad Kedusha could do it. But Lomaisa, we should be Cheshish for the Rambam. That's a Berchus HaMitzvus. So the Nevi writes, Ani Misupik, that in the case of a Cheresh and a Chereshes, that let the Cheresh make the bracha, let the Chasna make the Siddiq Kedushin bracha himself. Let him make it himself. If you take out an Eben Ezer, no, only the Chasna, he's the one who does the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah.
You just
chal
by
what?
You
chal without a bracha.
No,
it's interesting, Rabbi Kita Eger, the Gilyan of Eben Ezer, Simon Lamedalid, brings the night of Yehuda, he just leaves out the words Ani Misupik. If you said Ani Misupik, that maybe the Cheresh should do it himself and not the Masada Kedush. So he leaves out the word Ani Misupik. He says, Night of Yehuda said that the Masada Kedush shouldn't do it, the Cheresh should do it himself. And Vice Chancellor Rabbi Kiva goes to freedom with Night of Yehuda's Misupik, it was good enough for him. And we have by us a shul, a couple, a taka deaf couple, and I asked him, he told me by his chasna he was Masada Kedusha. He says he made the bracha, this is the Kedusha. Gabi told me he was Masada, whose official Masada Kedusha was. But under the chuppah, he made the bracha, Asher Kedushara, Mitzvahs of Itzibon, Ral Arayas. The chasna himself ate this. The deaf chasna, he made the bracha himself. Because the chayra, this comes out to be a nafkamina between the shittas. What's interesting is Nigris Maisha, he has a tshuva on the Nevi Yehuda, and he says what Yehuda was saying, that even like the Rosh, that it's a Berchus HaShvach, but the Ikar Chi of Shvach should be on the Chasna, which of course gives the Chasna something to say already at the Yerushalayim of the Torah, as they are, Ramosha says. The Ikar Chi of Shvach is on the Chasna. So Ramosha is saying that even like Shitas HaRosh, that it's a Berchus HaShvach, it's still that the chasna should be yaitzah with the Masada Kedusha. That the kachiv shvach and the chasna is on the chasna, or kachas and kala. And therefore, he says that a cheresh certainly should make the bracha himself. So these are two ways to learn Berchus Erisin. And three nafkaminas between them, Evelasi Yasan, if the chasna has to be yaitzah, and the cheresh and chereshes, although Rav Moshe says that the chasna should be yaitzah no matter what. What? Dafka? Oh, it's interesting. No, he says, it's a very interesting thing. In the Night of Yehuda, he writes, there's a line there which surprised me. He says that maybe if the chasna's a cheresh and the woman is not, maybe it's good enough to decide the Kiddushim will say it and she'll be Yaitzah. So he seems to have a tzad that even if it's a Berchus HaMitzvah, the Kala should be Yaitzah. I don't know, the way I do it, I assume this is the way Rav Palm did it, is he always told Chas and Kala should both be Yaitzah with the Baruch Yad Afen, and he told the Chasim to be Yaitzah with the Baruch of the Siddur Kedusha. In the Night of Yehuda, it seems that he held that the Kala also should be Yaitzah with the Baruch of the Siddur Kedusha. Even though in the Shubhas HaRambam it says the Chasim, it says the Chasim, the Chasim. So, if they're both, if she's there, we're not going to make two brachas, it's nothing to do. But it seems, at least, if she hears, it seems from one line, maybe Yehuda, that you're saying, like you're saying. The Pashtus, though, is the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah is on the Chasim. In what is this Machlokes Tolim? In what is the Machlokes Tolim? Why does the Rosh hold, not like the Rambam? The Rambam says, Berchus HaMitzvah. Right, by Bris Mila, you have a Berchus HaMitzvah, So you also have a Berachas HaShvach. But while I said, like it's telling him here by the Rosh. Why does the Rosh say it's not a Berachas HaMitzvah? So listen to the Rosh Hashita. This is in the Rosh. The Rosh holds that getting married is not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to get married. The Rambam holds getting married is a mitzvah saseh, ki yikach ishisha. The Rosh says there's no such mitzvah. It doesn't say kachisha. It says ki yikach ishisha. You know where it says ki yikach ishisha? You know where it says it? Kiyikach, if you say it's a bit of Pasha of Get, Kiyikach Ishisha, Baalel Snaya, because the Pasha of Gerishim. The Rosh says there's no mitzvah say of Kicha, of Kiddushin. So the main word the Rosh holds is not Shayach of Birchas HaMitzvah of marriage. He also says there's no mitzvah say of marriage. So Yeshua was Matzmiya. He said, Dover HaMistaber doesn't need a Pasik. Gemara says sometimes lumbly cross farahu. So the Peshua says, how could you be such a shita getting married? Not a mitzvah. How could you be such a shita? But that's a shita. It's a rush. The rush holds the marriage is not a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah for puravu, but it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah be'etzem. And that's why the rush argues with the Rambam. It's just not the machlokes. Getting married is a mitzvah. But anyway. We go with the Ramah. The Ramah pask is like the Rosh, which means that we pass it as the Berachas HaShvach. And in Meila, in our case, where they were Mazana beforehand, so the Radvaz lived in Egypt. So in Egypt, they went with the Svara, with the Mechaber, with the Beis Yosef. The Radvaz said you can't make a bracha if you're mezana before him. But it's a tshuva, the Dinan. We go with the Ramah, B'nai Ashkenaz, you could certainly make a bracha. So we passed it, the Berachas HaShvach. And you could do it even afterwards. Even if a person was mezana. And you know that these have B'yas Nus, and he met the Shem Kedushin, and they were Aiden. I thought he came. You can make the bracha. You can make the bracha later.
So why do we come to the
answer
then?
Why?
Why
it doesn't be Yaitzel? Why is it, first of all, the Chatzilla Yaitzel, we want to be Yaitzel around on Shita, the Chatzilla, no question. And second of all, Ramesh is saying that even if it's a Berachas HaShvach, the Chasim still is the Iker Chiyu of the Berachas HaShvach. The Iker one is included in the Shabbayah. Although, Taka, it's a Berachas HaShvach, it's Mistabra, the Kalash should be just as included as the Chasim. Right, the Berachas HaMitzvah, I understand, the Chasm is more than the Kalam. The Berachas HaShvach, there's no Svara that the Chasm is more than the Kalam. It should be an equal fee of the Shabbayah. The Shvach, well, the Rosh holds it's not a mitzvah. So it's a Shvach on the Dad Shivyano. We use such a problem.
What
happened
in the Rosh
the Nebi Yehuda holds an Afkimina. Ramesh says it's not an Afkimina. But Nebi Yehuda said that if it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, so the Chos is Mechoyev. So the Masada Kedush can't make a bracha if he's dead. It can't be right to him. Moshek has a Berachas HaShvach, it's like a Bris Mila. You could do a Shvach. Why doesn't the Chos make a Shechiyanu by the Chasna? You think a wedding, you should make the biggest... So when we learned Hilcha Shechita by our farm, when it got to the Shaila of whether you make a Shechiyanu the first time you shech, funny dinyan, the Pam spoke about why you don't make a Shechiyanu when you get married. So he said that you don't make a Shechiyanu when you get married because marriage is what you make of it. Shechiyanu means, it's good, Shem good. Marriage is what you make of it. What you make of it afterwards. I remember when I was studying Kala, we learned through the Tamiyam and Hagim, the Chasanam and Hagim. That time was before all these new Svarim came out, the Sun Kilchas, all these. So we learned Tamiyam and Hagim. I remember learning my Kala, says they, why don't you make a Shechiyanu? They asked a certain God, well, why don't you make a Shechiyanu when you get married? And he answered, Yoysa Hoya Lachem Lisha Lim Levarach Dayan Ha'emes. That's the Lashon it says. Yoysa Hoya Lachem Lisha Levarach Dayan Ha'emes. That's a strange thing. In the Makar it says that for some people, you better should ask if you should make Dayan Ha'emes. It talks about people who get married for ulterior reasons, for other reasons. Anyway, this Dekuda is the Dekuda Rav Pam mentioned, that it's what you make of it. Shechiyanu means it's showing good. No. The Chiddush of Shmuel and Ksuv is he has a fourth nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rosh. If a chuppah needs 10 people, if it needs minyan. The Rosh says beferish that a chuppah needs minyan. And why should it need minyan? Stama Maisa Mitzvah needs a minyan. You need a minyan for Lula, if you need a minyan for Bishnevo, you don't need a minyan. So he says that if you hold that it's just a Maisa Mitzvah and a Berchus HaMitzvah, that's the whole thing. So Rechinami, you don't need minyan like the Rambam. The Rosh holds that it's a Berchus HaShvach. So Berchus HaShvach, Yivashabeach, Davka B'Sech HaSara. If you have a Bris Mila without 10, do you make the Bracha? I don't know. Look it up. You make the Berchus HaShvach. If you don't, then it fits well. But in the Chiddush of Shmuel on, he answered some Sharkite in there, and so it's mysterious if you need minyan or not. So this is the way he explained it. But it's totally in this Masechta. Okay, let's move on to the next piece of Gemara. Umasnisin. Do kimta b'loy ru'a shenibola. The end of the skinny lines. But my pligi. So the Gemara says, the kimta v'avishne is that you didn't see the bia. So what's the machlokes? In this case, obviously, where it's a husband and wife, former husband and wife, that got together in a pundiki. Bissell doesn't hold that any time a man or woman on the yachid say they bia. If it's not libay gaspa, why am I on hene ne de bia? The only time we say hene de bia is when it's libay gaspa. Umi am Rav Yechon and Hachi, am Rav Yechon and Hachi kista mishna, o kin lam esnisa mishalai roi shenibala. And the Gemara, am Arayin yinu avi bin Rav Yechon. So we have here, Beisil is Yisai, of hene ne de yich and hene ne de bia, that in situations where it's libay gaspa, we say that yichud is a raya that there was a bia. The question I asked you yesterday is this mitam vaday or mitam safik? Do we say with Levi Gaspa and the miyachid we assume vaday there was a bia, or do we say it's a safik? You have to give a get. Why do you have to give a get? A safik. The lashon of the Mishnah was a tzricha get sheni, tzricha mena get sheni. So you can learn tzricha mena get sheni the korban. You can learn take her din. Question is, which one is it? So Rashi, hein, seems to say it's a vada. Rashi says, hein, klai mekibah shirush in this yachdu, ein tzarech edus shel bia vada mezeh. Vadai, anan sadi, kibah negas yadadi, le pirshu zeh mezeh. Rashi uses a lashon, it's very hard to learn Rashi differently. Rashi says the word vadai. Vadai, anan sadi, what? Rashi where? Go to the second Rashi also, right. So Rashi says it twice. Rashi v'shaloi ruash nebala. Rashi also says, Amina kimin delibai gaspa, vadai ba. Einanam ba'al b'yas nos, ike kedush. So Rashi twice says, Elashim, the word vadai. I think in the Sefnes Kedushin, in Dav Samachayim and Beis, Rashi says it a third time. Elashim, that it's a vadois, and a sadi. That he was bayah. So tis Rashi Shita is that it's a vaday. Nothing's 100% vaday, but it's a vaday enough for halacha that we consider it a vaday yeshivish. The Rambam in Perek Yud Hachaskerish in Halacha Yud Ches says beferish tzricha get nesafik, that she needs. Get hey, de yichud, hey, de bia, is only a suffix. sounds like Vaday. But the Rambam says that you need to get the Safik. Every Yichud is a Diyah. I'm not doubting. So the Rambam says there appears to be a Machlaikis Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi holds it's a Vaday if it was a Diyah. And the Rambam holds it's a Safik if it was a Diyah. The Gra writes an interesting Nakuda on this Rambam. The Gra says, Hein 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 de yichud hein hein biya. If I says to the Gra that that's a vada, that there was a biya. The Gra says, you know why it's a suffix? Because the rule of ein other moisa biyasa biyas nos is a suffix. They had a yichud. I think it was bayolam. So even if you say it was vadai bayolam, she only needs a get if what? If the husband was mechavin, l'shem kedushin. So zot gra, you know why the Rambam says it's a suffix? Could be the Rambam is made it to Rashi. That hey, nei, nei, yichud, hey, nei, biyaz, avadai. The Rambam holds that eino the maisa biyaz, biyaz, nus is a suffix. Since eino the maisa biyaz, biyaz, nus is a suffix, that's why you need to get the suffix. That's what the Gra says in the half a line, in the one line. He said that's what the Gra means. The Gra is a Pella Otzum. Because the Rambam says Beferish, in the Halacha before this, in Halacha Yud Zayim, that Ein Adam Maisa Biyasa Biyaz Nos is Vadai. The Rambam used the word Vadai. He says, Aminam Vadai L'Shem Kedushin Bala. Gra is a Pella. The Gra says, "Ain't other way to be a snus. That's the suffix." Rav Shapella, the Rambam's lashon is, "Ain't other way to be a snus." Is a vaday umdina. So I saw in the Ein Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Chana, says a pshat in the Gra and a pshat in the Rambam, and he says the following. He says, in our sugya, we have two things. Ein adam ma'aseh biyaseh biyaz nos, which is a chazaka, an umdina. And hein hein eide yichud, hein hein eide biya, which is also an umdina. Really, from the Gemara, it's mashma each one of these is a vadai. That's the mashma is a Gemara. Gemara seems to say, certainly in our sugya, that it's a vadois. That it's as certain as can be. Like, you have chazaka, ein adam pareta as mana. Say vadai. It could be a person does pay that. So it could be a person is the chavon is this, but as far as the halach is concerned, each one's a vada. The Rambam is saying that each of these chazakis is not 100% vada. There's a small niyot that's different. There's a niyot that are not, that don't do chazakim as bias and bias nos, that do a bias nos. That niyot, our Gemara considers insignificant. We have a chazaka in other ma'aseh biyaseh. There's a miut of Levi Gaspa where they do yichud without biya. That miut also is insignificant. It's considered a vada. The Rambam is mechadish that when you have both together, where the only way, what's our case in our Gemara? The only way this woman needs to get, Yulani may be pundit. She only needs to get if we make both assumptions. You have to assume hinei neidiyich and hinei neidiyah that there was a ma'isadiyah. And you have to assume that ain't other ma'isadiyah sabiyasness. Here, it's already like it's a double risk. A double risk. Each one is only a small miyut different. But now you already have two miyutim together. You have two miyutim. Maybe it was yichud without a biyah. And even if it was a yichud with a biya, maybe it was a shem's nos. What the Rambam means is in a case where you have both together, you have both miyutim together, in that case, we consider it a suffix. In other words, if you would have just one without the other, it would be a vadai. Well, Marshall, let's say a man wants to be do kiddushe biya. He tells to Adam, I'm going into the yichud room, to be Boil Hashem Kedushin. It goes in, they close the door. Now, We assumed there was a bia. There's a mere possibility there wasn't. But that's the only suffix. If it was bialar, he was certainly bialar l'shem kedushin. He went in to be bialar l'shem kedushin. In that case, she's a vada yeshes ish. It's we have both sveikas together, that is the Rambam's chiddush, that it's only a suffix. So, you don't have to have. You don't have to have a suffix hashokel. It's certainly not a suffix hashokel. It's enough of a suffix that we have to be machmir, but it's not a suffix hashokel. It's enough of a suffix that we'll fight shishur. Okay, shai. This is a yichud. Let's say our mission. Loni may be pundiki. It was a yichud in front of Eid. If afterwards he and her both say there was no bia, there was no bia, are they believed? Or more, let's say somebody wants to be mekadesh a woman in the bia. He says, we're going in the yichud room with shem bia and we're going to be bia. And afterwards he and her both say there was no bia. Are they nemon or they're not? So the truth is, when I first saw the Shaila, I don't know how to go to the Shaila. It's a hard time to know. They both say there was no beer. We assume, hey, nay, nay, if hey, nay, beer. We assume, money by the pundit, there was a beer. If he and her say there wasn't, I wasn't sure, you know, how to go to this. Is this Isser? Is this Dabba Shabba Erva? How do you...
Huh?
Okay, good. Very good. But first let me tell you, the Shilta Gibayim says they're believed. The Shilta Gibayim says that they are believed. And on that, the Beis Shmuel, in Kuf Mem Tes, it's called Beis, I think, brings the Shilta Gibayim on. In Kuf Mem Tes, the Beis Shmuel brings the Shilta Gibayim, says that they are believed. And the Beis Shmuel says, Tzorachim, why are they believed? Explain his kasha. He just is talking. Why they believe? We have an outside. It was a bia. Why are we going to believe that? So what's a svara? Why should they be believed? Huh? What's a svara? You have a choice of three different mahalim in this. The question is, well, what's pshat? So Kibar says they believe, and the Rishon says they believe. Why? What? Maybe now he's changing his mind and he doesn't want to be tied to her, so he's lying. If we assume he needed to be a... But maybe she be chayshish before he wanted to marry her. Now obviously he doesn't want to, so maybe they're lying. Depends on what chayshish stands for lying. You said the good before, wasn't it? In our Mishnah, they were married for a while, they gave her a guest, and now why should they be married again? So one mahalach, what Yehuda said before, Rabbi Kiva Eger just said to look in Chuvas Lechem Rav, which is printed in the Summit of Shulchan Aruch. The Lechem Rav says, it's takik abayit, and this machlaik is Rashi and the Rambam. If you hold hey nay nay di yichad hey nay di as a vaday, then the Beis Shmuel is right. If it's a vaday, so where do you come to be believed? But the Shulchan Aruch brings the Lashon HaRambam that hey nay nay di yichad hey nay nay di bi is only a suffix. So if it's only a suffix, so then if it's a suffix in the first place, just an assumption, so then they have in their models. Oh, so what you're saying, I was talking thinking that he's going on the case of our mission of money may be pundik. We have both sides. Money may the Beis Shmuel and the Shulchan Gibayim, the Rikki Vager, they're all going on our sugya's case, where the way we explained it, you have both Sveikas. You have the two Sveikas. Was he Bayil or was he Bayil Shem Kedushin? So maybe it's not so much a raya to the case of the Chasen, where we only have one Safik, if he was Bayil, not a Safik if he's Shem Kedushin. So he went in to do it the Shem Kedushin. So it may not be a raya, according to Rabbi Kivay, there's no raya from this case to the other case. Maybe he wanted to marry her. He was Bayil her. And now the next morning he decided, what did I do? I don't want to marry her. And he went to bed. If he walked in planning to do Kedushin and today the next day he says he didn't, why should I say he changed his mind in the 3 minutes from when he walked in till he walked till during the Yichud? I should better say he changed his mind all night. And the Tali didn't do anything. The Tzadi didn't do anything. That's a Safik. It would be a Din with you. Now we haven't done that either. I have no reason to say that he changed his mind. If he didn't do Bia, he didn't do Bia. But why does he change his mind? Look at the condition. That's not what
he's about.
He's the same person. And right before he went in, he said he... There's no reason to say he didn't do Bia. There's no reason to say he didn't do a Shem Kedushin. It's really both. Why should I say change? The Rambam holds chuppah is yichud arayla biya. But I'm not talking about chuppah. I'm just talking about the kedusha biya. Yichud after yichud arayla biya, but you don't need a biya. That's chuppah. No, that's chuppah. Yishud kedusha is the ketz mishtar b'di. Yichud arayla biya, that's chuppah according to the Rambam. That's what you do it after the chuppah. But there's nothing to do with kedusha. If we hold it's a vaday, Yol Tavadai, then it's not Mustavid Eshvi believes. Yol Tavadai. Because by Sveikis, as long as we're Mesupik, we pass them based on Chazaka. If we're not Mesupik, so we don't know. If we know, he and her say, it's more, at least it's more Mustavid Eshvi believes. Say that they have a Chesnis Kashrus. Alright, that may, it depends if you consider a Dabba Shabarabha. But the Sefsefer says it's Svarab, he says a very Gishmak. Sefsefer is the second Mahalach in the Shiltigi Bairim. Svarab I like very much. I sort of Svarab like, it seemed to me that this is obviously the Emes. So that's the Sefsefer. Money may be Pundiki. We say it was Bayil. Why do we say it was a Kedushin? Because we say, ain't other my sabi, I'll say be as nos. The from a yid. If he had a time it'd be bayalar, ain't other my sabi, I'll say be as nos, he would do with the Shem Kedush. So at the subcipher, you can't talk, say on the one hand, ain't other my sabi, I'll say be as nos, he's Aravach. And then say, that later when he said, I wasn't bayalar, he's lying. That's a much bigger avlar. For him to lie and say he wasn't Bayalar, he's taking an Eishas Ish and denying that she's an Eishas Ish and saying she's Mutala Alma. So that's what said Muman Avshach. If he's from, so you know, the way he says, yes, I'd be as nos, he wouldn't come out later and say, and lie and say, I didn't do a Bia, and be Mashal the whole world, whoever marry her with an Eishas Ish. If you say he's lying, if you're choshed that he's lying now, he's a person that would be bayalar the Shem Kedushin, and now he would lie, such a person, on such a person you're going to say, Eina de maisa b'yasa b'yaznos, that we have an umdina, that he was lani by b'pundiki, he meant the Shem Kedushin, because Eina de maisa b'yasa b'yaznos, on such a person, the manashach, if he's Erlach, so believe him. And you have a chazak, Eina de maisa b'yaznos, if he was bayal, and if he says I wasn't bayal, then he wasn't bayal. And it's sad that he's a liar, and he's willing to lie to be mashal everybody with an eshes ish. So on such a person, you're going to tell me no? He was bayal al shem kedushin because ain't other maisa biyaza biyaznos. On such a person, you're telling me ain't other maisa biyaza biyaznos? Not a shach. What?
For himself,
he doesn't want to be over under iser ponu yabal apnuya, which is not the most common of the cases. And for the veld, he'll be marbid mamzer with the veld. Even if you say for him, it won't help you. So what about her? She also has to say there's no bia. And here's for her already, because when she marries, she also has to be mechad l'shem kedusha. Right? If a man wants kedusha, not the woman, ain't no has to be as a bia's nus, it's him and her. So here, so say it better on her. Here, she in the ma'aseh bia wouldn't want to do znos, she's mechad l'shem kedusha. And a minute later, she denies it, and she's an ashes ish, she'll be mutter to the world.
We don't care about
this thing. We do care. No, we do. But Kedushin, remember, you need, if it's not get, you don't need her askama. Kedushin, you need her askama. Eina de masabi asabi as nurse is him and her. Both. She, he has to be chan, and that should be a bias nurse, and she also has to be chan, and should be a bias nurse. Because Kedushin without her askama is nothing. So here, she's not mechan for a bias nurse, and a minute later, she's willing to lie and say that she's anxiously, she denied there was a beer. The whole sequence doesn't make sense.
It's more beginning, because in the beginning, he's not really saying he wants to go ahead and do the kedushin.
No, that was the case I mentioned. The case of our sugya, it was just learning by the pundit. He didn't say beforehand. I mentioned the other case, where in the Kaddish Mabir. They're going on this case, where a man gave his wife a divorce, and now they find the two of them in a motel room together. So learning by the pundit. So in that case, it doesn't make sense that in the same sequence of events we're going to say in other words abiyas nus and mechav l'shem kedushin, and then a minute later they say there was no biya. They're liars. He was by a liar and mechav l'shem kedushin, and a minute later he's being matir and eshes ish la'alva. The sequence of events doesn't make any sense.
I need a friendship.
Like a shmak aswara. I thought it's like a shmak.
I need a friendship.
Yeah.
I need a friendship. You think that he's lying.
I'm saying either he's lying straight through, either he's from straight through, he's not from straight through. You can't say he's from ain't other than CBS business, and he's a liar afterwards. Doesn't make no sense.
That's
a note
to other side.
If he's from, then he'd only be Baal Hashem Ishus. And if he says there was no Bia, he wasn't Baal.
And where you join the line that saying that, well, if he's from that we're doing it, if he's not, if he's lying, then.
If he's from, there's no problem. If he's from. He said there was no bia. You believe him.
What are we dealing with? Dealing with that.
Well, we don't know if he's from. We can't put a thermometer under his tongue and see if he's from. We have to try to figure it out. So we have to say, well, Mamanashav. Either he's a liar, either he's a truth teller, or he's a liar. If he's a liar, so then I have no chazaka as a bias of his nurse. If he's a truth teller, so then I have to be the liar. You mean generally?
No.
Generally, we're talking about the Bali Dover, I believe. Therefore, why should I say he did a kedushin? What chazaka do I have as such a person? I have to have a chazaka. I have to aid him. Have to have a chazaka that he wouldn't do a business. As such a person, to have a chazaka, he wouldn't do business. It seems to be a far-fetched suffix on such a person. All right. If you don't like the chazaka, there's a third pshat. In the Tiferes Yaakov, he says that they're believed because the man is biyadai, amigu to biyadai. Biyadai to give her a get. He doesn't be married to her, he doesn't have to lie. To give her a get balkacha. So migu, that if he wants to not be married to her, is biyadai to give her a get balkacha, then so he's believed. I'll say, if we'll give her a get, she'll be a grusha. She'll be usher to a kayak. She's a grusha anyway. That's the whole case of the Mishnah. The whole case, he gave her a get. Now he's longing my bepundit. So normally, on a regular person, you don't say as a migo to give a get, because he doesn't want to give her a get. make her grusha, make us into a kain. But here, which is a grusha anyhow, she gave her a get originally. So now he has a nigu. It's beyond it to give a get. So Mimela, he has an emunah. So the first Yaakov is a technical answer, which seems to be a very glad answer. But that's why Yechidim on emunah. The first Yaakov is Pirush on there. So these are three mahalsim. It avoids the question that I was misukic when I first saw the Shaila. How do we go to this? Do we go that this is Davish Be'erva? For a man to say I wasn't Mekadish, for a man to say I wasn't Mekadish, that's Davish Be'erva. For a man to say I wasn't Bayal, Shkaf Rishon, it should also be Davish Be'erva, it should be two Eidim. So, alright, that's what Tzvaris Yaakov says, you have a Beagle. Some Sefer says you have a Roman Ashach. Either way. Alright, so these are, like I said, the two big klolim with which we end the year. We still have one more sugya, but these two big klolim, the Ve'en Adam Sibiyas Nus, and Hein Hein Yichud Hein Hein Yibiyah. And it's Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to cover as much of the last sugya as we can.